struggling to make the playoffs in a tough division and dealing with all of the challenges that were imposed by COVID-19, you could understand why Cambrian College women's volleyball coach Dale Beausoleil might find his interest waning after more than a quarter century at the helm. Of course, all this proves is that you don't understand the man that is Dale Beausoleil. Not only did the most decorated coach in Golden Shield history return to the helm of the women's team this year, he added the men's squad to his portfolio, too. So how did things go? A little better than okay. Not only did both OCAA entries find their way to postseason play this past winter, but Beausoleil accomplished the never-before-seen feat of being honored as Provincial Collegiate Coach of the Year for both men's and women's OCAA volleyball. "I don't think I've ever had the thought where I wanted to stop coaching," said Beausoleil, who was feted in style at the Cambrian Varsity Athletics year-end banquet last week. "I'm going to do that until the passion runs out, when I'm not feeling competitive anymore. I still love it a lot." That said, the notion of tackling both teams was hardly a given. Four Times athletic director Tim Yu approached Beausoleil with the idea of coaching both teams, and Four Times Beausoleil passed on the offer. "It wasn't a yes right away, it was a long time of saying I'm good," he said with a laugh. In fact, the turning point came when a former assistant coach, Stephen Brown, mentioned that it would be fun to complete his post-secondary eligibility with a return to college under the tutorship of the man from whom he had learned so much in recent years. "Then the work began. As soon as I decided to coach, that's when I decided to go after my LaSalle kids," said Beausoleil, alluding to the high school boys program that he so often led to provincial championship competitions these past 7 to 8 years. "Those kids have been going elsewhere in the province. They did so well at high school, I thought let's see what they can do at the college level." While the time commitment to tackle both teams is significant, the coaching framework is not without synergy, Beausoleil said. "There were times when we would practice at the exact same time and I would have the gym divided up," he said. "I would run basically almost identical practices, usually early in the week. Come Wednesday and Thursday, it was different practices. Then it was 4.5, 5 hours for me." The story was a similar one on game day. "I might have a big 5-set match with the girls, a real nail-biter, that's a huge rush," he said. "Once that match is over, I have to change my mindset, often as the boys are warming up. It could be totally different from the games the women just played." While both crews enjoyed arguably better than expected seasons, it was with his traditional women's team where Beausoleil sensed the greatest pride. From starting the season with no true middles, to athletes unable to play due to out-of-town placements, to having to host end-of-January tryouts simply to build back up from a roster that had shrunk to a devoted 7, the Golden Shield women battled. "For us to have success this year was absolutely incredible, given the hardships the team faced," he said. No surprise that the Sturgeon Falls talent that was recently named Female Athlete of the Year at Cambrian was in the middle of it all, pardon the pun. "I used a totally different way of setting my lineup than anyone else in the OCAA, because I had Isabel Rivest, setting out of the middle," stated Beausoleil. "It's very unique and very, very difficult for the setter to do. Very few athletes can do what she did." In the end, for Dale Beausoleil, it's about staying engaged, finding joy in coaching and, maybe above all, helping post-secondary athletes grow their skills. "And make some good memories, too. I did have a lot of fun, coaching both teams, and I think the kids had the time of their life," he said. "Both teams got along so well, it's insane how much those two teams hang out. It's pretty special for the kids, coming out of the pandemic and enjoying life together. And all of this comes from a man who knows a thing or two about being special." Randy Pascal is a sports writer in Greater Sudbury. Pursuit is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.